Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Yeah, it's Freestyle Friday, and I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network. It's November 8th, episode 784, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Guess what day it is today? Sunday. No, it's Friday. Friday.
This is what it's all about, gentlemen. It's what we train for.
Happy Friday.
Thank God it's Friday!
Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us on this Friday. Thank God it's Friday. Hey, Jamie, woo-hoo! I got to tell you something. Yesterday I was recording the Stable Scoop show with Helena, and Jennifer comes in and leaves me a note. And the note says, if you go outside to the barn, do not turn Beaker's feed tub over because there's a snake under it.
Oh, my God.
I was just like, so I'm recording, you know, doing this, and I was like, what? She said, yeah, there's a snake under. I turned his feed tub over on a snake. Guess she wasn't sure what kind it was. Well, we went out later and looked at the snake. What she failed to tell me is that this was the smallest snake I had ever seen in my entire life.
Really?
The thing was about 4 inches long and the size of a worm. So what did you determine it was, Jennifer? It had a red belly on it. What was it?
It's a Florida red belly snake.
And apparently, they don't get very big. And this was tiny. I mean, think worm is what it was. It was the smallest snake I'd ever seen. Here I was, ready to turn the bucket over and see this big snake fly out, you know? Nope. It was about the size of your finger or less.
Now, Jennifer, this begs the question, you know, you can be braiding your horse's mane, right? And that little, like, plastic needle thing, you know, you shove it through the braid, and oops, you drop it. And you drop it right underneath you, and you can't find it to save your dang life. Yet you found a snake the size of a flippin' worm? How did you find that?
How did you find
movement.
It, anyway?
My eye is drawn to movement. I actually almost stepped on it when I was in the stall, so, of course, it moved very quickly and caught my attention. Yeah. Yeah. See, the needle
like,
wouldn't have moved.
Fastest,
the needle would have just poked
the fastest
me.
Worm. That's the fastest worm
yes,
I've ever
it
seen.
Is a very fast worm.
It was the smallest snake. I'd have taken a picture of it, but it was kind of dark in the stall, and it wouldn't have come out. It was so small. So, well.
Don't die. You let it go.
Were you too, Glenn, why didn't you pick it up and take it outside and take a picture? Were you scared of it? Were you scared of the little snake?
I tried
it
to pick it up.
Yeah, it's pretty fast. They're pretty fast.
I'm not.
What do you eat? You know, most snakes eat rodents and, you know, things like that, and they're good to have around. What do you eat when you're the size of that's a good analogy of a
knitting needle?
Snake. Yeah, knitting needle. That's a good analogy, actually. That was probably about the size he was.
I don't know, but it reminds me of the time when we were in high school and my brother was like, oh, my God, there's a snake in the garage. And I go outside and it's stuck in a spider web. I'm like, are you kidding me? That's not a snake. That's a worm. Exactly. I don't know what they eat because I ended up capturing the said little snake, took it inside, and I couldn't feed it anything, and it died in like a day. So I was just starved to death.
Because there's nothing small enough to feed it.
I know.
You know, when you say snake in this neighborhood, remember last year we told the story of how many rattlesnakes they found in our neighborhood. and they had to kill a bunch of them because there were just tons of them. They were like 6-8 feet long. So when she comes in and says, "Don't turn over the bucket, there's a snake under it," I'm going, "Oh God, rattlesnake, we're gonna die." No.
I love the fact that, you know, you're like, yes, it was a diamondback rattler. Oh, it was a black rat snake. Like, those are very ominous names, okay? And then it's like, what kind of snake is this? Florida red belly, because they literally don't care enough to even give it a cool name.
Jennifer, what's coming up on today's show?
On today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, and amongst the weird news stories of the week and what's going to happen to our co-host this weekend, we will be jumping into the TARDIS and traveling to Springfield, Massachusetts for some live reports from Equine Affair. And crossing the finish line for the week, Really Bad Ads provides the last track. And for our foodie listeners, and you know who you are, happy Cook Something Bold Day.
Something what?
Cook Something Bold Day. It's a holiday.
Bold?
I think it's bald. I'm like, yeah. What are you talking about? It's bald. A baby, yeah, tiny bold. Little red belly snake.
Well, my daily winnie goes out to Susan Oakes from Ireland. Susan Oakes has set a new, get this, Jamie, a new side saddle high jump world record. And, you know, the Passants the other night at the Alpitech National Horse Show, the Passants, they jumped, I think they got the 7 feet. They were hoping for a world record of 7.4, but they got the 7 feet. She's in a frickin' side saddle and set a world record at 6'8".
What are two things that don't go together? Side saddle and Poussins. And that's ridiculous.
That is high. Well, she is now organizing, come this weekend, she is organizing what they're hoping will be a world record number of side saddle riders riding in a fox hunt. It's going to be in Ireland. Last year they had 50 side saddle riders, women riding side saddle in the hunt there. They're hoping for more this year. If they get more, it will break the record. And they have people coming from all around the world, Australia, United States, and all over Europe. So good luck with that, ladies. They said side saddle is becoming very popular now in England and all over Europe, because of the show Downton Abbey, because all the women in there pretty much ride side saddle. So they said that was one of the things that's made it popular again.
I tell you what, those dang Irish are crazy. I thought it was just Irish men, but I guess Irish women are crazy too.
And, you know, they don't do small jumps in their hunts either. So
no, they're crazy.
So good luck to them, and more guts. She has more guts than any of us do, let me tell you.
Well, I was going to do the fact that at Keeneland yesterday, this was going to be my daily winnie, was that Groupie Doll, who has won the Filly and Mare Turf Sprint the past 2 years in the Breeders' Cup, actually went from Santa Anita straight to Keeneland because she was up for sale, and she sold for $3.1 million. The same people bought her that bought the $10 million mare last year. So they're really putting together a string of really amazing broodmares. However, and Glenn, I believe you have the audio, I've got to give it to Conan O'Brien because it was on last night. Finally, they aired it, him calling the race. So let's listen to Conan O'Brien
and this
at
is
Santa Anita.
Santa Anita, yeah, yeah. And it sounds a little wonky, but you'll be able to hear it.
Knucklebuster. Everybody seems to be in this white thing, which I'm told is a gate. It's very exciting. There they go. And it's pancakes on the griddle as the horses are off. And out in front, we've got, it looks like Blue Collar Boy filling in strong. There's Blue Collar Boy. But it also looks like he's a show caller who's doing a good job. Bunch of horses out there, hard to see with these binoculars, and it looks like it's Blue Collar Boy all the way so far in the first turn. I'm seeing Blue Collar Boy. I'm seeing a bunch of horses following Blue Collar Boy. All horses look alike when you're not around horses a lot, and they're closing in fast. And here comes, he's a sure call.
And I just lost him for a second, but now I'm back. He's a sure call coming up, but there's Blue Collar Boy. There's Blue Collar Boy, and he's a sure call. Sarangani behind them. Yes, this race is really up. The jockeys' bottoms are in the air, which is the way the jockeys ride horses. Bottoms high. That's the way to go, boys. Bottoms high. And I'm not seeing too well because my eyelashes are up against the binoculars, and it's blocking my view. Here we go now, around the last turn. Here comes the last turn, and it looks like this is an exciting race between, if I'm not in this, it's a He's a Sure Call and Blue Collar Boy. I think it's He's a Sure Call and Blue Collar Boy. If I'm wrong, I apologize. If you're listening in England, it's not my fault. I don't do this regularly. And here we go. It looks like this is a very exciting race. It's Knucklebuster. Knucklebuster's coming on strong. Someone just told me it's Knucklebuster and Blue Collar Boy and Knucklebuster. Who should it be? Blue Collar Knucklebuster. It looks like Knucklebuster taking it by ahead. Oh, good golly, Miss Molly. Put out the kitchen, grab the onions, and cook yourself some fajitas. Because I'll tell you, Grandma's come home to roast. What a cock-a-doodle-doo. What a hibbity-dibbity-jibbity-jubbity. Hip-hip-hooray. Go, America. Yeah.
Go and cook yourself some fajitas.
Is that what he said? I didn't get that. I was
so lazy. Yeah, go and cook yourself some fajitas. Butt tie, boys.
I like all these horses all look the same.
Yeah. They all look the same when you don't look at horses. And what you didn't see is the actual announcer, because he just kept saying Blue Collar Boy, was behind him going, Knucklebuster. And then, and right before it started, it was really funny because he turns to the guy and says, okay, so you told me, I kind of thought that this was just going to be here, but who's going to see this? And the guy's like, well, this is going to air in South America. This is going to air over in Europe. They'll be watching it in Australia and all the race replays. And it really seemed to get him nervous.
He did sound a little nervous, actually, and I love the one about the jockeys with their butts in the air.
Yeah, butts high,
that's the way they go.
Because that's the way they ride them. Anyway, I thought it was great. I'm glad they did it. I wish they would have aired it before the Breeders' Cup, because it was supposed to kind of, like, encourage everybody to watch the Breeders' Cup, but I guess they couldn't get it edited in time. But good job, Conan. I could have done better, though. Come on.
That was funny. That was pretty good. Yeah, you could have done much better. You would have done much, much better. I probably couldn't have done that as good as Conan, but you would have nailed it.
Cock-a-doodle-doo!
He got every old cliche in there that he could remember from
right?
Old racers.
And new ones.
And new ones. That's true, and new ones. Oh, that was funny. Hey, before we get to our first guest, I got to tell you that, you know, people say the economy is improving in the horse world. I'm not so sure in England, because Janine Jones, who is a equine riding instructor over there, apparently needed a side job and was just arrested for it. Yeah.
Oh, no.
She apparently was working as a madam at a brothel. As a side job. She would drive 60 miles to work at the brothel in Newbury, and she was arrested when the police raided the place. Now, she tried to claim that she was the cleaner at the brothel. By the way, there's an icky job.
Girls gotta eat.
Yeah, that's the worst job ever. But they apparently found a lot of text messages between her and the girls where the girls were reporting in how many men and things they had that day and how much money they made. So they pretty much have her nailed. And
you know,
Janine is not going to be doing any equine instructing. Can you imagine if you had been sending your kids to her? Have you found out she was a madam?
I do want to say that I gotta almost believe she was the cleaning lady. And Jennifer, you can vouch here. After a day of teaching and riding, the last thing you want to do is have a whole lot of sex. Like, nothing.
We need to do a poll. I want to poll.
All right.
I want to poll horse husband and horse women separately, and then compare the results.
Oh, I can tell you what they are already. You don't need to do any polls. I can get to the results of that. Well, let's go on from brothels in England to one of the biggest expos that happens in the United States. If you live in New England, you are going there this weekend. If you're living in New England and you're into horses, you are going to Springfield, Massachusetts this weekend. I guarantee it because every horse person in New England does. And we have a live report coming from Equine Affair in Massachusetts from our very own tech guru, Mandy Flanders. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning, Glenn. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great. Thank you so much.
Take the poll.
Yeah, well, let's do this before she takes the poll. Mandy, we have to congratulate you on, since the last time we talked, getting married. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
So she's a newlywed. Now you can give her the poll.
All right. After a day of riding and teaching, Mandy, is your new husband going hungry? You know what I mean?
Hey, I've been working so much these days that my horse is still in another state, so I don't know that I can accurately answer that question.
Hungry.
it's kind of the opposite way around.
Everybody's hungry in your house. Okay, gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah. I just moved recently right after getting married. So my horse is still back at upstate New York where I'm from, and I'm out in Massachusetts right now. So I haven't made the move quite yet, but she's with a good friend back home. So she's well taken care of.
Well, that's good. Well, that's terrific. Well, tell us about, I know you've been to Equine Affair before. Tell us about Equine Affair for those that haven't been there.
Yeah, I've been coming for the past several years. I've been to Ohio before, but Springfield, it's always closer for me, of course, so it's pretty cool now living out near Springfield because it's not anywhere near as far of a drive as it used to be, but definitely a lot going on, so I always come here to see, you know, what the newest products are that are out, a lot of great sales going on because they do specials for the show. Last year we went to the Fantasia show too, which happens after the expo closes, and that's a pretty awesome performance from a lot of really great riders, and so we really enjoyed going to that last year too. So I would definitely recommend if it's your first time coming to the show, or even if it's not the first time to a Equine Affair but you've never been to Fantasia, to, you know, pick up some tickets and check that out because it's really a very cool display.
Now, we've been to Equine Affair a number of times as well. We worked there with Bit of Britain, and we also went over and just spent a couple days there. This is a huge show. Have you been there yet, Jamie? Have you been to that one? Nope, I don't know if she's here. But it's a huge show. We had you can literally spend a couple days there and not see it all. They have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of vendors and what seems like hundreds of clinicians, too.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, when you come in, make sure you grab one of those books with one of the programs that lets you know what's going on, because I can definitely vouch for this in past years. I've only came for a day, and I always left feeling like I didn't see everything, and I was always like, oh, man, I should go back again, and I should stay longer. So this year I'm here all 4 days, but there's definitely plenty to see, especially if you like to shop. So bring some carts with you so that you can lug stuff around. You know, one of those little shopping pull-behind carts, those are pretty handy to take with you as you're going around because most people leave with their arms full. So making a
now,
few trips back and forth to their car.
Let me ask you, you're a newlywed. Has he taken your credit cards away from you? Are you allowed to shop at all?
We haven't done much shopping yet, so that hasn't been a problem. But there's definitely quite a few things to see. This year I'm kind of shopping for some new boots, so we'll see what we end up going home with this year. I still have yet to see all the vendors, but on the lookout for some new boots.
Well, we have a couple things. I wanted to mention some of the clinicians. One of them is going to be coming on with us here in a few minutes. Guy McLean will be with us in a few minutes. He's going to join us between shows. Stacey Westfall is there, of course. Stacey is well known for her bridleless riding. Craig Cameron, the clinician, is there. Ken McNabb, Julie Goodnight, one of our friends here at the Horse Radio Network, is there. And then we also have We have a lot of our sponsors are there. Dr. Roses is there. Look for him. He has a booth there. Bit of Britain, of course, has a big booth at Equine Affair every year. American Driving Society, our sponsor for the driving show, is there. High Visibility North America for our friend Lindsay is there. Horse Quencher is there. Omega Alpha is there. So what seems like almost all our sponsors are there. And that's because there's 475 vendors. That's huge.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot to see around here. So what a lot of people do is they get in here early in the morning, they start shopping around, and then they make their purchases later in the day typically because there's so much to see that everyone wants to get the best price. So they're wandering around, you know, trying to see everything before they stock up too much.
Well, are you working this time or are you playing?
I'm working. I'm actually here with the Troxel booth for anyone that's coming. It's booth 736. My husband and I are here representing Troxel helmets this year. So the helmets are flying off the tables. People are really excited about the new lines that are out. So we're having a great time.
They do have some cool new helmets out. You know, I wear a Troxel. I have a couple of Troxels, actually. And I know they have some cool new helmets. And they're actually coming out with a bunch of helmets that have more Western look to them for the Western riders.
Yeah, yep. They've got a couple. They're really focusing on the newer low-profile helmets, and they're kind of discontinuing the higher-profile look, or at least kind of phasing them out a little bit. I don't know if they're going out completely, but the low-profile Intrepid is really popular, and we've got a lot of those here. There's some really pretty colors, too, that are coming out. So I don't know. I have plenty of helmets at home, and I only have one horse, but I'm tempted to get another one.
Now, I saw that your non-horsey husband was there working with you. Is he learning to fit helmets now?
He is. He's doing a great job. I mean, both of us had a little bit to learn about proper helmet fitting, but we caught on really quick. We have a professional here who's helping us with that, too. So, but he's catching on real quick. He went and got his cowboy hat out of his storage yesterday and brought that in so he could wear that this morning. So he's pretty proud of that hat.
So he's looking cool now.
Exactly. Well, so now I fit in.
Well, thank you, Mandy. We really appreciate you checking in from Equine Affair. It goes on all weekend. You can just check out their website. I believe it's equineaffair.com. How about food? Is the food any? I'm trying to remember, Jennifer, from when we were there. You know, most of these expos have sucky food, but I can't remember now what the food is like. I know they have a lot of horses there because they have a breed section and a breed area. So there's a lot of different horses there, and I remember a ton of different buildings. That's what I remember about that show. There's a whole bunch of different buildings. But good luck this weekend, Mandy. Have fun.
Thanks so much, guys. So anybody who's coming out, come see us at Troxel and say hi.
And congratulations again on your marriage. All right, talk to you later.
Thanks so much. All right, bye, Glenn.
Bye.
Have you ever been to that one, Jamie?
I have not. The closest I got to that was Congress, and I think that Equine Affair has got to be hands down way better than Congress.
It is because it's a lot more English. Now, they have Western. You know, Congress is all Western. Speaking of which, there's some news on that front. Congress is threatening to move out of Ohio.
Apparently,
their contract comes up after they have one more year, and then their contract is up, and they're saying that the facilities are too small now, and they're looking at moving. So there's a good chance Congress might be moving out of Ohio.
Where? What's bigger?
Well, a couple of those, like in Nebraska, those expo halls and rodeo centers and stuff are bigger. So I think they'll move more toward the middle of the country, to be honest with you. It probably makes sense to do that anyway. I don't think it's going there.
Wait a minute. How can they do that? Because the Ohio Quarter Horse Association is who runs Congress. It's run by the Ohio Quarter Horse Association. So how can they move it?
Well, apparently that's what the articles are, and it's all the talk now up in Columbus. So that's what all the talk is.
I want to be a fly on the wall in that conversation.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so Equine Affair, we went there. We actually worked with Bit of Britain there for some time, and then we went over. I remember driving over and just going. We saw, a number of – yeah, so – it was a lot of fun. It was much bigger than I think the other Equine Affairs, the Ohio or the Maryland one. And if you live in New England, you truly do go to this. I mean, it's just They have 230 clinics and seminars. It's a ton of buildings there, too. Yeah. So, well, anyway, that's what's going on.
To me, that just screams shopping. And yeah. You guys know from taking me anywhere, like Rolex and Ada, that I really I like to do some damage. I like to see what's out there.
Well, you would have fun at this show. You really would. Because they got everything. I mean, they have everything there. Everything is there. And then they also have the section that's like the kitchen gadgets that the guy's demonstrating, you know, how to cook stuff or with his little pool.
ShamWow. They have ShamWow.
Yeah, they have that whole section of kitchen weird sort of as seen on TV stuff. I mean, this is truly a unique show. It's funny. So I didn't realize American Driving Society was going to be there. That's kind of cool that they went up.
Huh. Well, I don't know. All I know is it would be certainly fun to go shopping. Hey, I just read on Facebook that for those of you that are in the southern hemisphere, the southern part of the United States, are you guys going to try to go down to Gulfstream Park? Isn't that in Miami?
Yeah, it's about 4 hours from us. It's
you should still go. You should still go. Mucho Macho Man on Saturday is going to parade before the Sunshine Millions, the race he won last year. So he's going to be out there with Dean and Patty Reeves and out there with Kathy and going to be showing him off. And I guess they invited Gary Stevens to come too, but he's in Hawaii.
He's on vacation with all that money he won.
Right? Where would you like to stay? We'll just buy an island. We'll just buy one. No, that's really cool. So congratulations to them. Are we any closer to – are they not talking to us anymore?
Oh, no. I heard from her yesterday. She wrote a very nice note and said because I congratulated her and everything. She wrote a very nice note and said they've been having the time of their lives, which you can imagine. Now we're talking about Dean and Patty Reeves, the owner of Mucho Macho Man. And that they would be thrilled to come back on the show. So they're going to come back next week, probably the end of next week, because the beginning of next week they're going to have another grandbaby born. They expect to do the beginning of next week. So she said probably toward the end of next week they'd be happy to come on and share the excitement. So we'll definitely be getting them back on.
Well, that's cool. They have to.
Talk about a lot going on. Your horse wins the classic, and then you have grandchild, and, you know, talk about a lot going on.
I wonder which one was more exciting, winning the classic or having another grandbaby. And I wonder what their answer is going to be, because correct answer has to be the grandbaby.
Yeah, yet if what you really should say is winning the classic, because now we can afford to buy the grandbaby all kinds of cool stuff.
Yes, that's true. That is true.
We're going to have Guy McLean on here in just a minute, also coming to us from Equine Affair. And, of course, he's been a regular guest here on the Horse Radio Network since he came to the United States years ago. But first, we have to take a break for Kentucky Performance Products. Well, if you're a regular listener to the show, you know we talk a lot about Kentucky Performance Products, and that's because they are a name you can trust to give you the most value for your supplement money. Kentucky Performance Products offers supplements designed to target specific problems that are made with high-quality ingredients included at effective levels. The company's supplements are intended to complement, not compete, with your dressage horse's current feeding program, guarding against oversupplementation, and each product is backed by sound research and the money-back satisfaction guarantee. And today we'd like to talk to you about Nalox, the original equine antacid. It's recommended by veterinarians and leading horsemen as a way of maintaining a healthy stomach, which reduces the risk of ulcers. Nalox can be given daily to horses exposed to stressful conditions or as needed when shipping, competing, or during stall confinement. You know, you can learn about Nalox and all the products at Kentucky Performance Products at KPPUSA.com. That's Kentucky Performance Products at KPPUSA.com.
You know, Nalox and Nalox Plus is one thing that my vet recommends to a whole bunch of her clients. And speaking of vets, she's actually coming out today again. So the husband is so out of town, and I'm so scheduling the doctor because I think he is pretty frustrated with the amount of times the vet has seen us this week. It's so far, this will be the third visit since Monday. So it's Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I just like to have the vet on after the shows. I just have to have her out.
Well, and what's going on? I mean, what's the update?
You know, I'm so frustrated because he is, we planted some winter grass and it got really tall and I've got him sitting out there 24 hours a day in the pasture by himself, like nobody's, and he likes to be by himself. So he's very happy out there by himself and he's just eating away and he looks terrible. He doesn't look any better even after being on all the grass. At least he's hungry. But you know, it's frustrating because if it's what we're aiming for, it's frustrating because you try to do the right thing. So all the blood work came back normal.
Oh, that's good.
Well, that's good and that's bad. It's good because it came back normal. It's bad because it didn't tell us anything. So what she said is she's like, let's start with the simplest things that we can do, which would be, and it's amazing that we had him on last week, we're going to treat him with the Panacure Power Pack for encysted strongyles. Do you remember us doing the show about that last Wednesday?
Yeah.
So because, you know, you try to do the right thing, you try to rotate the dewormers, and you try to do the fecal tests, and well, his fecal test I did a couple weeks ago, and it came back totally normal. And then we had the guy on, oh, yeah, they don't poop out the encysted strongyles. So I don't know if he has those. And he doesn't have the signs of it because usually you get a kind of bigger belly, and he doesn't have a big belly. He has no belly, you know, and he's losing weight. So we are going to – today she's coming out and floating his teeth, and I've ordered the Panacure Power Pack. So we are going to start that. So that's kind of our first line of defense. And if it is the strongyles, great. It was easily treatable. If it is also the insisted strongyles, I feel terrible. You know, you try to do all the right things, and he got ivermectin the last time he was dewormed, and then before that he got his fecal, and then you learn, you know, oh, by the way, you still have to deworm, you know. Oh, I'm so irritated. And if it's my fault, I'm going to feel even worse that I didn't know about this and didn't treat him as aggressively as I needed to. So we're going to find out if that's it. Hopefully that's it, and we'll move on, and he'll get better. And otherwise, we're just going to keep ticking off things to check him for. They just won't tell you, you know. It's pretty annoying.
Isn't horse ownership fun, Jamie?
I know. It's awesome. Well, is our next guest ready?
Yes.
Fantastic. Well, we'd like to welcome to the show, he is at Equine Affair right now, Guy McLean. Guy, good morning.
Good morning to both of you. Nice to talk to you again.
Hi, Guy.
Oh, my God. I love that.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Ah, fantastic now. Thank you so much for joining us. I've been following all your Facebook posts, and tell us a little bit about what you're doing at Equine Affair. I saw something about you starting a Morgan horse.
Yeah, I got to start a beautiful little mare. She's a rising three-year-old, and they send us in about five tapes to choose a horse, and it's always hard because you always have four people that are upset. But the Morgan on the tape, she looked like the lovely lady was flying a kite a little bit. She was raring and leaping and jumping, and the lady was very nice, said she's already using my method and would like help with this special young girl. Well, the what she did on the tape, she didn't do in the big arena. She came in front of about 2,000 people, never been inside a big arena. And the day was running late. We only had about 40 minutes. But in 40 minutes, she let me give her a first walk, trotting canter, and she was just a little superstar. And I'm so excited to ride her today. The first day is always wonderful. I get to lay the foundation in, and the second day we get to see how the horse retains it and where we go from there. So I'm looking forward to that just as much as working with my wonderful horses, you know, showing the highest level. So in the morning, in the first demo, I show the beginning and the foundation, and then I show my finished horses to give people an overall look at what a life dedicated to horses can bring you.
Now, how far along and how accomplished do you think you're going to get in just 3 days or 4 days?
Well, it's quite usual that by the third day that I ride them, walk, trot and canter, stop, back up, working on side pass, and then I work my Liberty horses off them. So I'll be very surprised if I'm not riding her with three horses working beside her at Liberty, just like in one of my shows.
Has she been ridden before, or is she never? Is she unbroke?
Yesterday was the very first time she'd been ridden. All she'd ever had was some lunging. She'd had her feet done. She'd been blanketed and that kind of thing. But she was she, very full-on little mare. The Morgans are extreme animals, and I love them. I've only worked about 10, and I think I may have to get one day. They've just got so much energy, and forward is their favourite word. So she came in looking, as I said, like I was flying a kite. She was extreme energy. But then once she gave herself over and started to bend, they want to be very stiff. And as soon as she started to bend through the rib cage, she said, "Oh, you've got my back. I'll give myself over to you." And I could not have been happier with her. So she was never ridden. She'll come in today and she'll say that I can walk trot and canter with you on my back. Today she'll probably do more of that. And then I'll work her off one of my horses and teach her to lead off another horse. And then tomorrow I'll bring her in and she'll say, "Oh, I'm a performance horse. I'm going to work beside guys, 3 and 4 horses." So I'm looking forward to it.
Guy, you mentioned that you need to get one. When I think of you, I think of, yeah, that guy needs another horse.
Yeah. No, well, I have 30 worldwide, and I always say that I've got way too many and nowhere near enough. I am a horse addict, that's for sure.
So I saw recently that you took a trip home.
Yeah, I've got to go home. I love being worldwide, but Australia is my heart. It's like going back and plugging into the wall. I need to get home. I miss my family dearly. I miss my daughter, and I miss my horses. I have 20 horses over there, so it's very difficult for me to be away from them. But while I'm here, I'm honouring them. I'm honouring my family, and I'm honouring my horses, and I'm honouring Australia. And while ever you're doing something like that, it's a wonderful thing.
Wow. I can't imagine having to leave your daughter on the other side of the world, but I am glad. I love the fact that you say you've got to go in and basically plug back into the wall. I know exactly how you feel. Exactly how you feel. So which horses do you have with you right now?
I have 3 of the horses I brought from Australia, the 3 ones I just cannot do without. I miss Little Pride too, but I've got my 2 world champs traveling with me now, and so Pride's resting at home. But Hope, Sequel, and Spin Abbey, who I brought over in 2010, are all with me. And then I have Mate and Ozzy, and they're the horses from the Road to the Horse for the past 2 years.
So where is home base for you in the United States?
Best Western Hotel at the moment. We're in a hotel in Massachusetts.
We've got about
100 different homes. Well, it's hotels. We don't have a home base. The horses live in Texas at my major sponsor, Prefert, who have been so wonderful for us. I go back there after a big tour, and I drop them in a paddock, and Nate Prefert, the middle son, he keeps an eye on them and makes sure they're safe, and they get to be horses for 2 or 3 months while we travel to Australia. But we don't have a house or anything. We just stay in hotels. Every now and then we spend time in Harrisburg with a family that it feels like home, but this life is living out of the suitcase, but the horses do live at the Prefert Ranch in a beautiful paddock whenever we're traveling overseas.
Now, one thing real quick, Glenn, and I'll let you take over, but I would be more than happy to give you guys a room at the house here. I'm in Arizona, so when you're on the west side of the United States, come on to Arizona. There is a condition. I've got a couple thoroughbreds in the back that need your help.
Now,
otherwise,
I do appreciate that. I get offers like that every day.
I bet you do. I bet you do.
That's very nice of you, though. We'll put you on the list. Thank you very much.
Okay, great.
Hey, we're a little jealous of you. I'll tell you why, is you get to do something that's on our bucket list. I know Jamie and I both. And that is, you're doing the National Finals Rodeo next month in Vegas.
Well, I'm performing as part of the celebrations. I myself don't get to go in the big arena perform.
I get that.
They only give you about a minute and a half in there. But I do about 2 or 3 hours of performances a day at different events around Vegas, and then I represent Prefert, who's a major sponsor of the event, in an arena right at the front. So as far as I'm concerned, I get it better than the other acts who only go in for a minute and a half. I mean, I can barely blow my nose in a minute and a half. I like to be able to show them much more. So I'm really excited. Vegas is a wonderful experience. It's something that we always terribly, terribly excited to get in and pretty excited to get out. It's a busy 10 days.
Yeah.
Guy would be the one person who they're like, he's like, "Yeah, I'll ride a bull," and the thing would come out and totally like lay down for him. I mean,
I'm not too sure about that. They can keep that. They can keep that bull riding.
I can see that. So besides the NFR, what's coming up for you?
Well, after that, we start to get back into the shows for next year. We're in talks with Equine Affair for Columbus, Ohio. We're booked in for Harrisburg Horse World Expo, and we're going to be doing other things in Canada. Canada has really opened themselves up to us, and they're very excited and very hungry So for knowledge and for entertainment. So we just come back from the Royal Winter Fair, and things are opening there. And I just want to continue to build my name in America to go to the world stage. You know, all I've ever wanted as a little boy was to be a world-renowned horseman, and now I feel that my job's even bigger than that. When people watch my show, they say that it makes them want to be better horsemen, makes them want to be better people with their family, and that's something where you're leaving a gift that's going to go well past my life and hopefully carry on. So I'm excited to break into Europe and to go anywhere that people want to see, you know, what a life dedicated to anything looks like, but my life's dedicated to horses, and it shows through in what I do.
Well, Guy, I got to tell you, just even, you know, looking at the pictures of you on the website, and I've seen you perform, and you are an inspiration. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there that you watch them work horses, and you're like, oh, yeah, well, he's got the whip, he's got the spurs, he's got this, he's got that. And you're so natural, and you're so gentle, and these horses, it's unexplainable for you guys that haven't seen Guy. It's unexplainable because it's not a Pat Corelli out there spinning them around for 2 hours. Not nothing against that, but you have a way of communicating with horses that is so inspiring, and it is so emotional and so moving and so unbelievable at the same time, the stuff that you're able to get these guys to do. And you are an inspiration, and I'm really excited for you gaining some speed here in the U.S.
Thank you so much. I mean, a lot of people say to me all the time, we love how soft you can be. And sometimes I feel like they're not seeing everything. I mean, horses do need a leader. And sometimes as a leader, we have to be firm. But I be firm for one reason and one reason only, so I can be soft for the rest of their life. I say there's a line in the sand. On your side of the sand, it's going to be difficult. I'm going to make you work until you understand. And on my side, I'll look after you. So there's days where my horses have sweated and days where we've butted heads, but it's always with that finished product in my mind of you follow me and I will lead you comfortably through everything. And so that's the only reason I do it. You know, sometimes people see me with a horse that's got a lot of problems and they say, geez, the horse has never done this and he's never sweated that much. And I say, well, you've let it go too far. And my
right.
A thought is enough to get something done. So I'm firm but fair so that I can be soft forever, because I don't want to do anything but cuddle them. I know cuddling them doesn't work with horses that aren't there, but my fellas, I mean, how could you be anything but nice to horses that work like mine? I mean, they're just so wonderful.
Right.
I'm the proudest horseman and father of the horses that travel with me.
Well, Guy, I want to give a plug in here, too, because we talked about this years ago. Remember, I think we talked soon after you got here to the United States many years ago. And I said, do you have anything to sell? And at that point, you didn't, but you do now. You have your horsemanship DVDs, and they're available online on your website.
You. Yes, sir. We did have DVDs when we came over. But, I mean, 10 years ago, people said, have you got shirts? I said, I'm not putting my name on a shirt. I'm not into that. Well, now we've got a booth full of them because you've got to do that over here to succeed. So, but, yeah, we do have that. I say to the girls that work on my stall at these big shows and my darling wife, I say, we're happy to provide anything that people need, but let's not push anything on anyone. I don't ever want to feel like I'm ramming anything, my horsemanship, my methods, my gear down your neck. But if you want it, we have it. And so we do have the DVDs on the website. We're not great businessmen yet. We're still working on that. But my deal is to be a master horseman. And if I do that correctly, other good things will come. And, you know, they are. For 5 years ago, I wondered how I was going to get into America. Now I'm thinking about Europe and that already, and it's just an ever-going dream, and I can. It's easy to focus on the things that are going difficult, but if I look at the highlight reel of my life, I'm one lucky man, and I'm very blessed.
Well, if a guy wants to get their wife, their girlfriend, the horse person in their life, something that's going to make them melt for the holidays, then I recommend Guy's poetry DVD. You're actually reading it on. You actually read the poetry, right?
That's right. On the DVD, yeah. I recited them. We reenacted. I tried to be a movie actor on a few of them. So we've got 40 different.
Let me just say this: you get that DVD for your girlfriend or whatever. You're going to have a good night after they listen to that. So just saying.
I'm glad of that enough you can say that. It's not that kind of DVD.
Yeah, but they're going to listen to your voice doing poetry, and it's going to be a good night. Going to be a good night. Jamie, do you deny that? Do you think that? Do you think I'm wrong there, Jamie? Huh?
Don't you think if they really want to melt, get the DVD, put it in your room in your headphones, and recite it over and over, and then go to the girl and say the poems yourself. Then your night will be good.
There you're talking.
That's awesome. Well, listen, Guy, we are so proud to talk to you. We love having you on. Please come back soon, and best of luck this weekend with that Morgan. I can't wait to follow along online.
Thank you so much, and thanks so much for helping me spread my voice. You've been a wonderful support to me for the last 4 years, and I love to do some more with you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Guy.
The room is open,
bye-bye.
Guy. The room is open.
Thanks so much.
Anytime.
Good girl. You're on the list. Thank you.
Bye.
What a neat guy.
My husband's going to be like, you invited an Australian horse trainer, and he didn't have a room? Yes, honey. Yes, he is.
Yes. Yes, but he's going to work my horses, dear. It's
I'm
fine.
I'm having some lessons later. I'm having some lessons with the good-looking Australian bloke.
Oh, by the way, he's going to be doing a poetry reading by the fire this evening, too.
Exactly.
You know, for some reason, I still don't think it's going to be the same if I learn the poetry, because you've got to have that voice and that accent. I mean, you need that.
I mean, but if they could claim it as their own, like you could, if you could pull that off, you'd be like the luckiest dude on the planet. Okay, that's all I'm saying.
And hello to Emily. She's probably listening on her phone. That's his wife, and you know,
lucky girl
who travels with him, and she's a lovely, lovely girl herself. She's a trick rider and does some amazing things on her own with horses. So hello to Emily. I've missed talking to her. We used to chat all the time when Guy was busy in the shows, and I learned a lot about Australia and stuff from them. So meet people.
We're going to clean it up. Wait, no, we're not. We've got some really racy, really bad ads.
Yeah, we do. We have a good batch of really bad ads today. Most of the racy ones are because of you, though. They're your fault.
I call them like I see them.
We'll be back. We're going to have a commercial here for Equity and then a song. Thought we'd do some Jared Rogerson today. Why not just have all the hot guys on one show? Jared Rogerson with Steppin' Down, and then we're coming back with Really Bad Ads.
Jamie and I have been raving about the Equity Flex and Fork and Shake and Fork for months now, and some of you might be saying they are just saying all those nice things because they are getting paid to. Well then, let's hear from some other people about what they think. Here is Flex and Fork user Eric Bates, Pasofino owner from Kentucky, on their sturdiness.
I've been using the Flex and Fork for almost a year now. I looked it up on the internet as being a quality-made fork, and that's what I was looking for. I had already replaced two or three, you know, the manure forks that you would get at a farm supply store, and I wanted something of good quality that would last, and this has just been more than I could ever ask for.
With the Shake and Fork, you save time and money by just using this motorized fork every day. Here is Leslie from Horse Nation on how much bedding she is saving using the Shake and Fork.
It really does. It helps you sift through, you know, so you're not throwing out as much. I think Equity says that the forks probably save you $1 a stall per day in between bedding saved and labor, you know, time you're saving, and I believe them for sure.
Okay, you've heard them. It's not just Jamie and I saying this. What are you waiting for? Go to equitymfg.com and get yours today. Equitymfg.com. You will thank us every single day.
It's been too long since I rode a bull. I hung it up when I went to school. Now I got this job I wear this frown. So tonight I'm stepping down. Listen up, boy, try to understand. I'll draw you a picture to make it make sense. There's the dirt, here's the clown. Tonight I'm stepping down. I'm stepping down to ride a bull tonight at the rodeo. And I'll slide down on his back, and away we go. Spinning round and round will be the highlight of the show. Before I go, I want you to know, tonight I'm stepping down. Me and my girlfriend, had a fight. There's this other guy, guess I was right. Been there before, I see the door. Tonight I'm stepping down. I'm stepping down to ride a bull tonight at the rodeo. And I'll slide down on his back. You gotta step back down. About 4 seconds, the score is zero. Out of a job, but I'm a hero. I got my pride and a new girlfriend. So tonight I'm stepping down. I'm stepping down to ride a bull tonight at the rodeo. And I'll slide down on his back, and away we go. Spinning round and round will be the highlight of the show. I gotta go, ride another bull. Tonight I'm stepping down.
That was Jared Rogerson with Steppin' Down. You can find all of Jared's music at jaredrogerson.com. He has a ton of it over there. You are listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenda Geek here with Jamie Jennings and Coach Jen Holcrew here today. And Baby Luke is here as well.
I am trying to manage this child while doing the show. My husband is out of town. It's like one of those days. But so far I've been doing pretty good.
I haven't heard him. I mean, I haven't heard him, but an occasional coo, but that's it. That's all I've heard. I haven't heard the screaming bloody murder yet.
It could happen. It could happen. It's Friday. It's really bad ad time.
Sure,
that's when he likes to get crazy. But, yeah, my husband currently is, say a little prayer, everybody, driving across the country. His uncle passed away. It was very sick and passed away and left him his motorcycle in his will. So my husband flew to Mississippi and is currently driving a cruising bike all the way back across the country. It's very fancy, very expensive, and Chad does have a motorcycle, so he's licensed and he knows how to drive and stuff. And my mom is like, Jamie, I'm a nervous wreck about this. I'm a nervous wreck driving a motorcycle across the country. And I was like, Mom, you do realize he pilots $40 million aircraft on a daily basis.
Yeah, doing loops and spins and turns. And
yeah. And she's like, but there's no crazies up there. I'm like, he teaches Singaporean pilots how to fly F-16s. They're crazier. Like, this is the least of his worries. But, yeah, I am a little bit nervous, I must admit. But he is taking his time.
I think the worst thing that's going to happen is after 3 days on a motorcycle, he's going to be walking funny when he gets home. I think that's the worst thing that's going to happen.
Could happen. Then we'll have a matching walk.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. Well, a couple things here before we get to really bad ads. One is that all of the shows on the Horse Radio Network are coming out, so be sure to check them out. We had and it's out right now, the Stable Scoop show. If you head over to stablescoop.com or horseradionetwork.com or our app, for that matter, we got to interview the guy who was responsible for putting the best horsey Halloween costume ever in the history of Halloween costumes together, and that is the one you saw of the Fjords dressed up as a choo-choo train. And
so
it was the whole entire train. I mean, there were like five or six of them dressed up. When we talked to the guy, he is a nonprofit, a therapeutic riding program that actually put that together. And it was the board members who all sat around sewing it and putting it all together, painting it and everything. And it's amazingly well done. And we had him on the show. And do you know that we posted that picture over on the Stable Scoop show yesterday, and it has had more views than any other picture we've ever posted on any of our pages before.
So it
should do pretty well, and we hope that you head on over and listen to that show. It was all about how that came about and about this organization and Fjords. We talked a lot about Fjords, too, which are really cool little horses. The other thing I wanted to mention before we wrap or head into really bad ads today is that the FEI did their annual awards, and there were a couple of them. I'll just mention them here real quick. The Rising Star Award went to the United States' Reed Kessler, and you'll remember Reed was the youngest equestrian athlete to compete at the Olympic Games on her 18th birthday, show jumper here from the United States, and won the USEF national jumping title, tied with Olympian Margie Engel. And we've talked about Reed here. Congratulations, Reed. Good job there. The you're going to like this, Jamie. The Best Athlete Award went to Charlotte Desjardins, who is the dressage rider who won the gold medal in London 2012. So that was kind of neat. The Breast Groom Award went to the groom for Olympic eventing gold medalist Ingrid Klimke.
Wait a second. Did you just say the breast groom? He said the breast groom.
Oh, the best groom. I don't know if she has good breasts or not, but she's the best groom, Carmen Seaman, who is the groom for Ingrid Klimke. And then this is an interesting one. The Development Award went to the National Army Riding School of Uruguay. Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Don't know what to do with that one. And then Against All Odds Award went to Joanne Formosa of Australia, who actually competed in dressage and jumping events until 1980. She dreamed of representing Australia in the Olympics and the World Equestrian Games, but in 1987 she was crushed between a gatepost and a horse and severely damaged her central nervous system. She reluctantly got into disabled riding and had a second accident in 2000 that left her with limited leg movement, of all things. But against all odds, she made her national team and debuted at the FEI World Equestrian Games in 2006. And in 2012, won a gold medal at the Paralympics. So congratulations to her and for winning the Against All Odds Award. So that was the awards that were given away over at the FEI convention.
Oh, cool.
So I wanted to mention that. Now it's time to do this.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire, let the buyer beware.
Horse trading.
They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare.
Horse trading.
Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
And Really Bad Ads today is brought to you by Stud Muffins. If you guys haven't fed your horses Stud Muffins, You are missing out. It is so entertaining because they love it so much. Do you know that Edward, because when I started him, I used to break up tiny pieces of the stud muffins and put them in my pockets. And now every time I get on Edward, my racehorse, he stands totally still. The second I throw my foot in the outside stirrup and sit down, he turns around and knickers.
Like, waiting for his stud muffin.
I want my muffin. I'm out, too. I got to get some more. Well, Stud Muffin's horse treats are 100% handmade. They craft each batch with care and devotion to produce the ultimate horse treat for your equine herd. Whether you have one or 100, they've been making their treats since 1997. They contain grains such as wheat, oats, barley, and corn, and are fortified with flaxseed and other wholesome ingredients, ensuring they're as healthy as they are enjoyable. And obviously, horses go crazy for them. They're also great for giving pills and other medicines. Look for special Christmas items on display at your tack shop or feed store, or search Stud Muffins on Google.
Thank you, Jamie. And Jennifer is going to tell us what our prizes are today for Really Bad Ads.
On this week's prize table, we have HorseGroomingSolutions.com's grooming tote filled with products valued at how much, Glenn? That's your
millions
cue, Glenn.
Of dollars.
Over $100 when you need gentle, effective, economical products for your daily or show grooming needs. Look no further than the Horse Grooming Solutions brand that you have come to know and love. Healthy Hair Care, voted number one horse health brand by consumers, Silverado Show Grooming, and Old Timers Equines. You can find them all at your local tech and feed supplier, or you can go online to horsegroomingsolutions.com. And on the other side of the table, a gift pack from Dr. Rose's Remedies, who is also at Equine Affair this weekend. Dr. Rose's Remedies skin treatment, salve, and sprays are 100% all-natural products. They are anti-inflammatory, antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal. Dr. Rose's are made with all human-grade ingredients and are safe and effective treatments for scratches, cuts, and abrasions on your horse. Ask for Dr. Rose's at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can visit them online at drrosesremedies.com.
Very good. Well, thank you, Jennifer. And, of course, these Really Bad Ads are submitted by our listeners, and they are found usually on Craigslist and have something to do with horses or farms or farm vehicles. Let's start today with a very short one. Gemma sent this one in. It just says, wanted, someone to grind hay for horse with bad teat.
Those poor bad-teated horses.
You know, when you got a bad, you can't eat very well.
And are you supposed to stand out there like a mama bird and, like, chew it up and then, and, like, puke it back in their mouth? Well, I must say that I've had a lot of downtime this week, so because I don't have jet to ride. So I've been surfing Craigslist, and I think I came up with one of my favorite ads ever. I found it. I didn't come up with it. I found this, and this is Phoenix for you, baby.
Let me ask before you do this one. Did you change this, or is this really the way it was written?
Glenn, when you see the title, you must click on it. I did not change this.
Okay.
It's awesome. It goes with the theme of kind of my little saucy, dirty Friday show. All right. The title, and I had to click, Hangers Made from Horseshoes. Hangers made from horseshoes. And the ad is made from used horseshoes. So each one is unique. Holes are drilled for screwing. About 30 to choose from, and I can screw more. $8 each. Goes with the brothel theme.
Yeah, are you sure they weren't selling these at the brothel?
What is a horseshoe hanger with screwing and I can screw more?
This is also a line we have never had in all the hundreds of shows we've done. Holes are drilled for screwing. We have never had that line before.
You can't make that up.
No, you can't make that up. Okay, I'll go on with the next one. Lindsay sent the next one in. Can you help me find my dream horse? $500. I am in search of a horse. I've been looking for this type of horse for 2 years now, and I'm continually being discouraged and disappointed. My requirements for this horse are as follows. One, must be a gelding. Two, needs to be at least 15.1 hands taller is better. So I guess if it's 15 even, it's out. Three, must have the potential to run barrels. Well, every horse has the potential to run barrels, just that's how well, you know? Three, we have another three. There's two threes. Would prefer a thoroughbred or thoroughbred cross, which are spelled differently, but we'll look at any breed as long as it's not gated. None of those gated horses. I don't care about color. There's no bad color for a good horse. Oh, I have a budget of $500 max. If you have this horse, please text, because I have been discouraged and disappointed.
You know, really what she's looking for is not that hard to find, a 15.1 hand or taller horse, gelding, basically. I think it's the $500 and the idea that it's you're looking for your dream horse. Like, my dream horse is about $50,000. You need to dream bigger.
That's right. And my dream horse is a four-in-hand of Percherons that, you know, probably cost me about $50,000 to eat every year. But now the other thing, too, is, you know, we always say that you got to read between the lines with these ads to really, truly understand them. And when somebody writes, I am in search of a horse, I've been looking for this type of horse for 2 years, ding, 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 and I'm continually being discouraged and disappointed, do not call this person.
Don't call.
You're in
Don't
for
call.
A nightmare. Nightmare.
And if her dream horse is $500, that's all she has, is a budget of $500 max. I look at people like that, I'm like, dude, you realize you have to feed them, right? And, like, give them veterinary care.
You've just spent more on vets than she wants to pay for her horse in the last week.
There's this girl that I know that she's like, I am halfway to buying my Frisian. I'm halfway there. I've got half the money saved up. I'm like, you realize you have to feed him, right? Like, you can't just – the purchase price, again, is the smallest part. All right, enough lecturing. Beth sent in the next one. Looking to trade – I think I know what this is, and I think I'm disappointed. Looking to trade AR-15 for horse. Is that a gun?
Yes.
Oh, you're breaking up, Glenn. Maybe it's me. Should I call back?
No, I think it's me.
Okay, you call back. We didn't get any of that. Jennifer, I sound okay? You sound fantastic, Jamie. All right, it's that pesky husband of yours. All right, looking to trade AR-15 for horse in Vidalia, Louisiana. Oh, that makes a lot of sense. I have a decked out... I have a decked out Rock River AR-15 worth about $1,500. Text me for pictures. I want a horse ASAP, and I will pay for transportation. I would not trade this person a horse. If they have one AR-15, they've got two, and oh, hell, I'll just shoot it. I can't pay for the vet care. I'll just shoot them.
Oh, God.
That's scary. And then Celeste sends in the next one. Who trades a gun for a horse? Like, isn't that illegal? Like, don't you have to have some sort of permit to have an AR-15 assault rifle?
Nope.
Louisiana.
Maybe
another place. Not in Vidalia.
Maybe in your state.
Exactly. Celeste, and then the next one, ISO. That's text speak for in search of. That's not text speak. That is personal speak, like personal ad speak. In search of a broke horse that can be rode by advanced beginner / intermediate around a 50-plus acre farm. Also, so trail rides too. Prefer a gain horse and a gelding, but I'll take a sweet mare. Color really doesn't matter, but would like a white one or a gray one if possible. It also must be okay around other horses, load, groom, stand while spray, mounted and groomed, and be good for farrier. Looking in North Carolina and Virginia, under $800, private message me or comment if you think you have the right horse for me. I'm looking for one that can be ridden around a 50-acre farm and also on trails.
Is it a different horse? The first thing that came to mind is she's looking for a broke horse, blah, 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 around a 50-acre farm. Is a 25-acre farm, is that a different horse?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Is it a different horse? If it's only 5-acre farm, is that a different horse? And I love how they prefer a gained horse, a gained horse.
Obviously, gained. Yes. Okay. You take the next one. Oh, it's
right.
A trailer.
Yes, God,
how'd they hook it up to this truck?
Good Lord. This is the most bizarre thing. It says one horse, sturdy made trailer, and I would say it should have added homemade trailer in there because this is definitely a homemade trailer. It's above our price. It's above our price of $400. It's actually $650. But it's a good, tough-made trailer, it says. This is the only homemade, one-horse, tiny trailer that I've ever seen that's a gooseneck. And the gooseneck is about 6 inches from the bumper. I mean, it's about 6 inches from the tailgate. If you turn hard, you are going to wreck. I don't get how they even turn with this thing because I have never seen a gooseneck this close to the truck before.
This is the smallest neck of a gooseneck ever. And the fact that it's hooked up to the truck and it's so tipping backwards that it looks like the horse is going to slide out the
fall
back.
Out. And it looks like it's made of plywood, too, by the way. But one other thing is you're not going to be sleeping in the gooseneck part of this trailer.
No.
So we'll see it's small. Jennifer's going to post that picture on Facebook. It's truly unique. Every week, there's a truly unique one. How are we still, after hundreds of these, still seeing ones we've never seen before? I don't know.
I know. It's amazing. The next one I found, again, I was bored this week, Dunmayu for sale. The number four.
A who?
A Mayu, M-A-E-W.
Oh. Okay.
I'm selling, no punctuation. Hi, I'm selling my Dunmare 2-for-1. She is pregnant to a Fry Cyan and one of the best. Did you just mute me? Did you get that?
Nope. You're good. Okay. I can hear you.
Okay. I'm selling my Dunmare 2-for-1. She is pregnant to a Fry Cyan, one of the best stud seen 17 hands. She is due in last days of April. I'm moving and cannot take them with me. This mare has been with me 4 years. Let's do the math here. This mare has been with me 4 years. I got her at 2 years old. She is 9 years old. 4 plus 2 is 6, the next sentence. She is 9 years old. She has had 2 colts and 1 filly dark bay, the same 2 color as her red dun. All 3 on site, beautiful baby. She's a great mom. Now, she was bred to a Fry Cyan, is due in April. Could be a colt. It could be a colt,
guys. Yeah, it could be.
It could be a colt. Or, yeah, exactly. I was so Ed to see this baby, but unfortunately I have to move. I will only sell to an approved home. The baby will be registered Qua Fry Cyan if you like. Serious buyers only. Price to sell quick, no trades. Oh, consider trades, no horses. Wow.
Now, I assume she was trying to say Frisian, or is it like other things that we'll get corrected and there actually is a Fry Cyan?
F-R-I-I-S-I-A-N. That's just my pronunciation. I'm sure it's a Frisian, but I've never heard of a Qua Fry Cyan.
Have you?
Even a quarter horse Frisian. Is there a Qua Frisian? I don't know. Google that, Jennifer.
Yeah, tell us if there's a Qua Frisian out there. Wow. That was a lot of math problems in that particular one.
I've had her 4 years. She was 2 when I got her. She's 9.
My guess is, though, you could really get the price down on this one. Just negotiate. She has no idea about math, so you're probably good. You probably trick her.
You could talk her down to $1,500 and then hand her $800. She'd be like, awesome. Thanks.
James Worth sent the following one in. And I need to get this for my pony. What do you think?
Oh, my God. That is hysterical.
It's a farm cart with cover for large pony horse draft. I think it's sure which. I think it's going to be a large horse draft is what it's going to be. It's a cart There's a picture of this cart. It's homemade, and it has a flat bottom. It looks like a hay wagon. It actually kind of looks like a hay wagon bottom. It has a old covered bench seat out of a pickup truck is what you sit on, and it has a frame around it, and it has a canopy over the top. So it's sort of like the fancy fringe carriages you see, only not fancy and not fringed. But it has shafts in the front, so you can use it for your horse to pull you down the road in this odd-looking contraption. It's a farm cart, 56 by 85 inches, great for trail driving, hauling, carrying, pleasure driving, or training green horses. You could add wood sides for an adorable Heidi cart. I don't even know what a Heidi cart is. Ball hitch for carrying farm equipment. Comes with removable cover, tan heavy canvas, for cover from the rain or sun. This cart can be used all year long in any weather. Currently, shaves are great for large pony and small horse, but you can interchange as we did and use your own shaves for a larger horse. 13-inch rims and tires are very comfortable ride. Easy step-up, hydraulic brakes, very comfortable minivan bench seat. Oh, I'm sorry. It was a minivan bench seat for long drives. Fire must arrange for pickup. The most odd-looking thing.
It looks like a kid's wagon with a bench from a minivan sitting on the top of it. It's a very bizarre-looking thing. Golf cart wheels, like golf cart frame. I don't know. It's hideous.
It is. It doesn't have a price either. So even Baby Luke thought it was hideous.
He did. Hold on, let me grab it.
Jennifer will post that one on Facebook, too.
Okay. Utha sent in the next one. Wanted horse to free lease in Knox County. Hi, I'm looking for a free lease. I'm a beginner, and I'm just getting into horses. Someday, I'll buy a horse of my own. But for now, I just want to try this out. Any breed is okay as long as I can ride a lot. We've been looking for a while now. We've been looking for a while now, but have not found anything yet. I'm shocked. I'm not really picky, and cleaning stall, etc. is okay. Your whores must be really broke and not scary. Girl or boy horse is okay. Like I said, I'm not picky. I don't have a saddle or anything, so you must have that and let me use it. I just want to ride. Thanks for looking. You know, this is reminiscent. Yeah. I know who sent this in, because I had a student who called me one day and was like, yeah, I'm not going to take lessons anymore. I was like, oh, okay, I'm sorry to hear that. She goes, I'm just going to come out and ride. Wait, what? Yeah, I'm just going to come out and ride. I don't want to take lessons. I'm just going to come out and ride. I was like, yeah, it doesn't work like that. Doesn't work like that. Sorry. Here, come on out. I got a bunch of whores out here. You can ride.
There is a theme to today's show. I love your horse must be really broke and not be scary. I got to say, that really goes both ways there. It really does. It's in both situations. All right. Colleen, I don't think there's any more horrors today. I think after this, we're good. Colleen sent the following one in, and this brings up the question that Jamie and I always argue about with these ads. Is this a male or a female? All right? So listen closely. Equine professional available in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Seeking live-in position on a horse farm in some rural area. Horse experience since 1993. HJ, English pleasure, a little Western, dressage basics, 8 years thoroughbred racing experience. Non-smoker or drinker, drug and drama-free, very neat and tidy organized. Valid driver's license, but no vehicle. Been around other animals in the past, goats, pigs, minis, etc. Looking for a job that has opportunity to advance in riding and or management. Riding a plus. Also open to housekeeping and secretarial work and other odds and ends. And say anything about horse in this ad. But now, is this a male or a female?
I've got this one figured out, Glenn.
Yeah, okay.
What do you think, Jen? What do you think?
This is definitely a female. The line, valid driver's license but no vehicle, would have been the other way around if it was a guy.
Yes, it would have been no driver's license, but I have a car.
I've got a car. Yeah. I can't drive it, but I got one.
That's
good point.
True.
And no man is open to housekeeping and secretarial work.
No. Now, if I had left that line out, though, it would have been gone either way with this one. Could have gone either way.
Well, Jay Shepard sent in
an very neat and tidy and organized, too. That might have thrown a lot of them out.
Yeah, that's true. Well, hey, Jay Shepard sent in the next one. Horse, $350, Mansfield. I'm assuming it's Ohio. 10-year-old Pinto mare, not very tall, just 4.3 hands.
That's a tiny little Pinto.
10-year-old Pinto mare, not very tall at just 4.3 hands, but extremely well-built, heavily muscled, and solid. Easy keeper year-round. Not rode much in the past couple years.
I hope not at 4.3.
No, about killer. She's also high-spirited and strong-willed. This is not a beginner's horse. If you're not an accomplished rider, don't bother with her. If you truly know what you're doing and want a small, sturdy horse that will likely smoke any other horse in your pasture, asking $350.
Okay. The first thing I don't want is a horse that's going to smoke any other horse in my pasture.
I know,
Where'd that come from? Like, that's a good thing.
And we get it. She's small. She's 4.3 hands.
Yeah. But very well built and heavily muscled. That's funny. The last one here today, Carol sent this one in. It's a quarter horse gelding, $600. Red is very nice at 14 and a half hands. He stands for farrier, never bucks, and we use him to trail ride. He needs someone with experience because he can be a bit stubborn. He is not spooky at all and is really good guy. Husband is making me downsize. Call or text. Okay.
Blame it on the husband.
Yes, it's all his fault. Oh, we need an experienced rider, but otherwise he's perfect, just perfect.
He may run backwards back to the barn, but by God, he's never bucked.
He never bucked.
He won't buck you off when he's running backwards back to the barn.
Boy, that crow hop is wicked, though. Hey, yeah. Let's decide on a winner. We have Horse Grooming Solutions valued at over $100. What do we got?
I know who should win that one. The person that sent in the horseshoes. Oh, wait, that was me. Damn it.
I think you're going to have to pick someone else.
You guys decide. I've got a baby who's, like, melting down. So you guys are in charge.
Okay. Jennifer, do you have favorites here?
Oh, man, pressure. Let's see here. Horse grooming. I think that the equine professional available in Bucks County should win Horse Grooming Solution.
All right. I kind of like that one. And who was that? That was Colleen Peachy.
That was Colleen.
Won that one. Yep. Okay, good.
Colleen,
and then we have
Colleen.
Colleen,
come on,
sorry.
Talk to her.
And then we have Dr. Rose's Remedies gift pack. Is that Equine Fair? Stop by and say hi to Tony.
I think he's in the Young building this time. Oh, let's see here. There's another tough one.
What about Lindsay with her dream horse for $500?
Yeah, that'll work.
I think so. I agree. Lindsay.
I agree. Yeah, that was a good one. Must be a gelding, and, you know, she's continually discouraged and disappointed.
Yeah.
She needs all the help she can get.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, Lindsay piped in on Facebook yesterday that she thinks that Jamie should have her own theme, her own bumper music for your eventing updates. So I was thinking that we could have cars crashing and, you know.
Brakes squealing after the last one.
We'll just take the opening music from Gone in 60 Seconds, and we'll use that.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Lindsay, please don't encourage Glenn. Please.
Well, congratulations to the winner. Thank you to everybody who sent them in. If you want to send an ad in for next week's Really Bad Ads, you can send it to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com with Really Bad Ads in the subject line. Copy the entire ad and place it in the email.
Yep.
We look forward to seeing your ads for next week. James is promising another classic, too, next week.
I have a specific call out here.
Yes?
Whoever Certain Cows is needs to copy the ad because Certain Cows sends me at least 50 ads a week. And Certain Cows always sends me the link. So of those 50 ads, 49 of them are not there.
Yeah, they're always these ads get flagged quite a bit, if you can imagine. So copy and paste the ad into the email because I do that all the time. I'll save it. I'll email it to myself. And then by the time I click on it again, it's gone. I'm like, damn it. I forgot what it was. So the horseshoes, I went ahead and copied and pasted. I got smart.
I'm glad you did. That was a classic. Holes are drilled for screwing. We need a bumper sticker
more.
With that. We need a bumper sticker with that. Holes are drilled for screwing. All right, that's it for today. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us this week. We really appreciate it. You can find all the shows on the Horse Radio Network at horseradionetwork.com or on our app at the iOS or Android store. Just search for Horse Radio Network. It's the easiest way to listen. And, Jamie, you have a terrific weekend. I hope you have some fun this weekend, and I hope your horse gets better so you can actually ride at some point.
Thank you. Thank you, Spay, Neuter, and Geld, and have a great weekend. Everybody ride a horse.
We're clipping my pony tomorrow. That should be fun.
Oh, I can't wait for pictures.
Gonna get a blanket clip.